All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Got it back in time.
Where were you?
April 26th, 1962. In the news, U.S. Steel and Bethlehem Steel, the nation's two largest steel producers, have been indicted with two smaller firms on federal charges of rigging bids and fixing prices for forgings.
Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling.
And popping up in many places in the U.S. this week, Coca-Cola in cans.
Ice cold.
At the movies, together for the first time, James Stewart and John Wayne in the masterpiece of John Ford.
Liberty Valance, the toughest man south of the picket wire, next to me.
The man who shot Liberty Valance also stars Lee Marvin and Vera Miles.
You better start packing a handgun.
I don't want to kill him. I want to put him in jail.
Out here, a man settles his own problems.
Thursday Night TV includes The Donna Reed Show, The Real McCoys, Dr. Kildare, and Tell It to Groucho.
Are you married, Al?
No, I'm not, Groucho.
Don't you don't like girls, huh?
Yes, I like girls very much.
Why aren't you married?
Girls, I think, tend to migrate to the unimportant. And I hope that one day I'll meet a woman who knows what's important in life and who won't look upon, shall we say, fetching the pipe and slippers, as it were, as an indication of her inferiority, but rather as an expression of her love.
Is this your conception of modern marriage?
Well, a woman, it might be a little idealistic, but
a woman brings a pipe and slippers?
I said
how many of you married women out there ever fetch your husband's pipes and slippers? Raise your hands. I would say that most of the married men don't even have any slippers. They're lucky if they've got socks.
And on the radio, Elvis Presley takes Good Luck Charm to number one.
Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1962.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.